Red Whirlwind. Late autumn afternoon, I walk by the beach. Sun is tucked behind grey cushion clouds, sending spindly shafts of silver light to prick the surface of the sea. A chill wind rattles the trees. The children's playground is deserted. Jumble of climbing ropes, a grotesque giant spider's web. Empty swings swaying slightly. Sad, half-tilted seesaw. Painted rocking birds cocking their beaks at the sky. A faded wooden shark stands awkwardly on its tail, big mouth stretched in a menacing smile. A trickle of sand flows from a suspended bucket, as if pushed by a small hand. Ghostly, quiet, empty. Then a red whirlwind appears. He leaps over the wall, nimble as a frenzied chimp. He claws his way swiftly up the climbing frame, yelling and shouting as if he must fill all this emptiness. Clomping from end to end of the seesaw, he makes it hit the ground with a body-jolting thud. He heaves the roundabout into motion. It turns slowly at first, then gathers speed. He doesn't jump on, but stands back, watching and whooping. Glancing towards his mother, "Mom, look!" he yells. Her eyes are fixed on her phone. He pounds on, filling the hanging bucket with sand. He gives it a great push, sending clouds of the yellow-grey dust scattering in the wind. He screams with delight. Standing on a swing, he makes the chains rattle and creak in their sockets. "Look how high I am!" he yells to his mother. She doesn't look up, eyes still on her phone. I nod and smile at him as I pass, trying to fill the gap of his mother's disinterest. He stares at me, not smiling. "Mom! Mom!" he pleads. "Look at me! I'm going higher and higher! Mom! Mom!"